July 22, 2022. It's the Watt for Pedro show.
Sonny Rollins, you heard him recently?
Well, the last time I heard him, let's see, was in November.
Yeah.
Last November. And, of course, the LP that he made up at the Night at the Village Vanguard with Alvin Jones and I forget who the bass player was. I know Donald Bailey from Baltimore here was on one cut. And I think he had Wendell Marshall with him at the concert that I saw him.
Yeah, like some guys, you know, you call great, man. And Sonny, he's one. Like, a, you know, talent is chilled as what's going on, you know, because he just reached that great status, man.
For Pedro show. Happy Saturday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy. Wow, you can hear people. I am not man alone because of the wonders of those Skype people in Estonia, the originators, not the current owners, but that's the way that shit works out. Anyway.
Did it come from Estonia?
Well, yeah, the original Skype software, and then it got bought by Mr. Gates and his crew. But yeah. That was way down the road. It was Estonian engineers who got that shit together. And
hey, let's talk about.
Well, I got to introduce you. Got to tell the people who's on the air with me. It's Brother Thor Harris.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Welcome aboard, Hi. Brother Thor Harris. And where are you talking to me from? You ain't in Austin, right?
No, I'm in Leadville, Colorado. I can actually see snow-capped peaks.
The Rockies.
The Rocky Mountains. That's where REO Speedwagon was when they wrote that song, Ride the Storm Out.
One time, you know, there's those old kind of bands. They had the roadie who didn't lift things, right? And that guy came... Yeah, you can try and guess what that means. But that guy... came to a Minuteman gig at Mabel's in Champaign, because that's where they were from, Illinois, doctor school.
Oh.
And it was snowing outside, and this guy was sweating up a storm, so he was riding his own storm out. Anyway, it's beautiful. I think it's been 2 years since you've been on the show.
God, has it been that long?
Yeah.
Time is so weird now. Post and during pandemic time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's post. Tell you just got out of the hospital with the shit. Be careful, because people, you can get reinfected and shit. Monday, I get my fourth shot. Look.
Oh, good. Get that shot, Mike. We need you around
for many
decades.
You're fucking beautiful about that.
Yeah, I've got
now,
four.
But
got four.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, let's say more about the pandemic.
I want to say about it, it's not just a tangent, because your new album, and then the album before this one, is all about it.
Yeah. What Mike is referring to, and Mike Watt, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this like 90 times during this interview, Mike Watt plays on this record. Mike fucking Watt.
Two tunes.
Doom. Doomed Up 2.
Yep, and, number 9 and number 19. When I was a boy,
he's a super good bass player. Wait, I lost track of what we were saying.
We didn't talk about COVID-19 for just anything, not just because it's topical, but it's a big part of these Doom 1 and Doom 2. And I am on two tunes for Doom 2. I think what happened was, right after we did our spiel, for the Watt for Pedro show, you invited me on over. You said, bring some bass.
Yeah. So the songs on Doomed Up 2 are called, like, Day 62 of Quarantine, Day 19 of Quarantine, Day 7 of Quarantine. Little did I fucking know that we would get up to day whatever it is now of quarantine. But there is a day 447 of quarantine. So yeah. Maybe, Mike, if we make another one, we'll just, like, continue on. And
I'm way into that. I'm not way into the disease, but I'm way into making music with you. Look, I should tell the people we started out with John Coltrane talking to August Bloom in 1958 about Sonny Rollins. He loved Mrs. He's got a song called Like Sonny. And then we heard Thor Harris from the new album. But this one is the Android's Dream of Dick and People.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, that's like me writing We Were Fucking Corn Dogs in History Lesson Number 2. It's ambiguous because the guy wrote, made a movie, Blade Runner, was Philip K. Dick, Mr. Philip K. Dick, and Android's Dream of Electric Sheep was the name of his story.
Oh, yes. Jesus, Mike Watt. You brilliant man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his. Dallas and that. He was a trippy writer. Had a little thing with stimulants or something, but he knew how to write, man, and knew how to get paranoid, too. Yeah. So tell me, where did that song come from?
So I worked very closely with a guy who I love very much, and I want to toot his horn very much on the show. His name is Adam Harding. He's an Australian. You know, it's funny. There's, like, a lot of Australians on this record. Adam has a band called Dumb Numbers, and he worked on the first Doom dub, and he worked on this one. I mean, I said, Adam, why don't we call it Thor Harris and Adam Harding Doomed Up 2? And he said, no. But, I mean, he did so much of the work keeping me organized. I tend to be a mess and forget things. And Adam, and I love his aesthetic choices, too. So Adam took that tune, and it's a chopped up, Adam really produced that tune.
Well, what was the process of it? Was he still in Australia, or is he in Austin? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of this work, like the work of Mike Watt on this record, is done chain letter style. We're never, I'm trying to think if I ever entered a studio to make this record. So during pandemic, we all had to learn to build it. We had to learn to record ourselves and send tracks all over the world. That's completely how this record was constructed. But then I got people like Dan Reimer and Craig Ross and all these brilliant different people to mix the record. And Adam Harding did that one. He did one other tune on the record too. I think it's called I Miss You So Much.
Yeah, that's going to be the next one we play. But tell me who's on Android's Dream of Dick. Is it just you and Adam?
I don't, you know what? Because I'm in the mountains, I don't have the liner notes with me. I'm so sorry to say. And I'm on a phone, or I'd look them up. But I think mostly that one is just me and Adam.
Okay.
There are a ton of guests on this record, Zola Jesus, and this amazing singer, Dorian Wood, who I want you to meet at some point.
I would love to. Zola Jesus was on the show. She's incredible.
Oh, she's so cool and smart and decent. And
Much respect.
Yeah, and funny. I love her.
And so what you would think of, like, wow, situation like this, that'd be an interesting personality to have aboard. And
I just thought, you know, I mean, like I said, in if you just mention late 70s dub to anyone, like if you mention it to Mike Watt or Zola Jesus or Ben Frost or any of the Swans or Adam Harding, people will be like, fuck yeah, I want to play on that.
Scientist or Lee Scratch
Perry. King Tubby.
King Tubby, right, absolute. Paul. Yeah, yeah. This whole idea of Well, for one thing, there's a lot of bass. I'm into that. But it's also like
there's a lot of bass. You know, and the, like the bass sounds and the drum sounds, and that's you and me. We, I mean, they're so nice in that music, and they're so prominent. And guitar, there's not distorted guitar. You know, by that time we were kind of tired of that. I'm actually still tired of that. but
I got to
you
see.
Know, they
got to
do with.
I got to see in 1979 Bob Marley and Family Man on the bass. Oh my God! And it was at a basketball. God. It was at Pauley Pavilion in UCLA, but it still was bitching.
Yeah, Jesus! I bet that was, man. I bet that changed your life. I bet that, you know.
Well, I thought there was a connect with punk, the movement, and reggae, because Bob Marley had this song in the late 70s called "Punky Reggae Party."
Oh, yes, he did.
And England had some kind of history, with the colony of Jamaica and this kind of shit. So there was some kind of connect. I know there was a ska thing in the 60s.
Yeah. I mean, it's the music of the people, the oppressed. It's music of rebellion. And you know what I just listened to that I love?
What's that?
Black Flag Damage.
Oh,
I listened to it like an hour ago.
Talking about the album, because there's actually two songs, Damage 1 and Damage 2.
Oh, I'm talking about the album Damage.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the songs, the mirrors broke. Hank broke the mirror with his... As far, you know, when I know about him recording the slower one, Damage 1. He turned off all the lights, turned off the studio, and he taped two microphones around his head like a headband with a... gaffer tape.
Wow.
and bounced around the walls. You know, you're with Henry now and all this kind of shit.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty, a little method act in there.
Man, in 1985, I was working at the sandwich shop in Austin.
Yeah.
And my name was Michael at the time. I mean, it kind of still is if you're a cop or a border guard or something. And there was this awesome black dude named Ronnie Williams, and he was so into Black Flag. He played in a great band that's still around in Austin called the Pocket Fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Watt, you would... do you know about them?
I know
They're
about
so
them,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should have Brant on the show.
I
you
should,
and Brant would love each other.
Okay.
I'm going to send you Brant's information.
Please,
he is
please.
Such a... Oh, my God. Oh, see, go hear on. A conversation, but... between you two dreamboats. Anyway, I'm working at this restaurant, and Ronnie Williams, and I was 20 years old, and Ron Williams, who was super into Black Flag, was like, this dude looks like Thor. And I was, he gave me the name Thor.
Oh, wow.
And he turned me on to Black Flag. I have so much to thank that dude for.
What was the first song for Doom 2? Do Androids Dream of Dick?
Is that the first song on it? No,
No, the first one that you did. I don't know if the sequence was the same as the way...
Oh, no, you know what? All of those tracks sat in my hard drive for a long time, and it would be hard for me to say which one happened first, because it would be like, oh, I have 8 incomplete tracks. I'm playing bass on a terrible Casio synthesizer. I just talked to Mike Watt. I'm going to get Mike Watt to play on it. You know, it was like that.
Okay.
It was like I had 10 unfinished things, and then I would see somebody or think of them, and I would just go, hey, why don't you play on this? I mean...
Oh, so it's like having a movie script without the actors.
Oh, exactly. And you know, here's the thing that I think that you'll agree with. There are a million reasons to play music. Money is none of them. But what my favorite of the reasons is that it builds community.
Absolutely.
And I've built such a community of just like people that I adore and admire.
Absolutely.
Just from playing music.
Yes, all
them,
payment
you know?
Is not in the coin.
No, it sure as shit isn't, especially for music, you know. Think of every musician, even the ones that you think are rich, think of them as a non-profit, because they pretty much are.
I'm reading my 4th John Coltrane bio right now, and I know exactly where you're coming from. Look, I want to play this other Adam Hardin song you gave me. I miss you so much.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh.
my face. A dream alone, a clone of an ideal state. Great, here we go, down the hall. Know what you're thinking. Oh, you rather than me. Please believe just a good amount. I left my heart, I left my faith down San Fran way. I fought and fought, but all I got's this empty crate. Great, there you go, now you know. Still don't believe me? Ooh, how low could we go still forgetting?
Bye. been home tonight. I feel good with love in your eyes. And tell mother find a brother to write me a song about a sister alone. I believe your rose bed is on like never before. The night is green and she needs it. Don't let me leave. Please say the wrong things.
Hoi hoa te. Wakam tonka tungasira. Hei ompe tuki me. Wopila. Ichichi e. Wichozani. Wolakota. Wohunchila wohie chichila. Paragaria. Kaneja o yapiki o waichaka o tunkashi kunchi mario mitakuye oyasi wamani konkuiso oha mani tu mani tu oha tabetanta Thank you.
Juan from Pedro Show, that chunk of music. Start off with Thor Harris along with Adam Harden doing I Miss You So Much. Had to push it across the internet, people, but it was still going to come. They tried to stop it, but they could. After that, wow. Brand new from Sawako and Kosei Komatsu, Glass Drops. Then Sarah Devachi with Gradual of Image. Ladies Back East, XV with Marky Moon. That's clever. Ben Shemmy, The Other Being from his solo record. Bottle Home, great band out of the D.C. area. Pat Kane and Nappy. Pigeon. Pigeon people is kind of a halfway English that you just get to get things done, huh? It's not the bird. Right. Naisuka, brand new. This is part two of what we saw last show. We had Hero Dallas 1. This is 2. Supplemental Pills after that. Feel it. And Bob Pollard. Of course, it's every other month, so there must be a new album. Pill Gone Girl. Bob Pollard, prolific. Motherfucker, I love him. Shiverboard after that with I Tried and It's Not It. Rubber OC Men out of Oaktown with Can I Hear a Toot Toot or Slight and Low Electron Affinities. Somewhere in the Bay Area. It's hard to keep track of that brutal sound effects crew. Mold Omen out of Baltimore with Inco, brand new. All the Bronze Age UFO stuff disappeared. Maybe they're back together. Maybe they had a little estrangement there. Medicine Singers. Brand new. Shapeshifter. And finally, Thor Harris with Sean Cook. Doing Sean Cook dub. Took the lightness to that, Thor Harris. Can you lighten
this? Hey, Mike Watt, I'm on that Medicine Singers record, too.
I know that. That's why I put it on there. But enlighten us to the Sean Cook dub.
Oh, yeah. Sean Cook, another Australian. So Sean Cook is a lovely red-haired, red-bearded Australian sound engineer. He lives with that bass player named Gus, who plays with Roger Waters. Y'all probably know each other.
I know Joey Wanaker. Joey Wanaker played drums on the last Roger Waters thing.
Yeah, and the bass player's name is Gus, and Sean works in his studio.
Okay.
It's just a lovely dude, and I said to Sean, because I knew he was a bass player, but I had never played with him before, and again, in chain letter style, I said, just send me a cool sort of dub bass part, and I'll build everything else around the bass part.
What do you think of that? What do you think about that, start with the bass? Because so many times the bass is the last thing added, but, you know, for my case, it always starts with the bass. Well, it actually starts with a song title.
Yeah.
I need a song title first, but then after that, I, you know, 90% of my writing is on the bass.
Yeah, I'm super into it. I mean, and especially, like, for something like a dub tune where bass is, like, really the most important thing, I can build everything around it. I mean, I've gotten pretty okay at, I just recorded with Julian Baker and, McKenzie from Torres. And I went in and recorded drums on a whole record that had been done to a click track. So I'm getting I'm getting pretty good at adding stuff in weird orders.
Right. Because
we can't, I mean, for the most part, we can't play in studios, or we haven't been able to in the last couple
of
years.
No, life deals your hand, and we got to play the best we can of that hand that gets dealt. Brother Thor, in the long run, I think it's making us kind of more versatile, more, you know, I don't think it's a total bad thing learning these new skills.
No, I think it's super good. It has forced me to make friends with Logic, you know, and I'm pretty afraid of computers. But it's such a great tool, and being able to send, you know, I've done overdubs for people that I never even meet, and you used to have to fly around the world, which
right.
is very expensive and terrible for the planet.
Right.
So, I love it. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And
it's a means to an end. It's not an end to itself. It's a means to an end. It's a way we can share in the creativity, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a way that, you know, you can work with people who are all over the world, and you don't have to travel there and lug 2-inch audio tapes around.
Yeah, and you know what? You can also go back. There's not the pressure being in that studio at that moment under that magnifying glass.
I know, exactly. Yeah, studios can be terrifying.
Yeah, and there's pluses and minuses, like most human things, right?
Yeah, exactly. When I'm home, I have a lot of my instruments are gigantic too, and I can go over and over and over if I'm, you know, kind of a hack and I have to practice the part nine times before I get it right. Nobody's like going, okay, well, let's try it once again. It's just me trying it once again.
Once again. And so Sean Cook flowed you a bass line or a song made of bass, and then you played that bass. Okay.
And then, he played bass, and then he sent it to me, and I put a bunch of other stuff on it. And then I sent it back to him through the miraculous World Wide Web, and he mixed it and produced it. I just made a loop of his bass line and played a bunch of stuff over it. And Sean Cook, a lovely Australian human being.
He cooked up a great fucking collab with you, brother Thor.
I know, didn't he?
Yep,
didn't he?
Absolute. Look, we're at the...
He lives in L.A.
Does he? What part?
Yeah. I think he lives... You know what? He lives right on Echo Lake, Echo Park.
The reservoir, yeah. I'm in the harbor, so I'm about 25 miles south of you. But, you know...
Well, I'm going to come visit y'all at some point. I am very overdue a trip.
Well, I've had the same prac pad for 36 years, and the drum set is already up. The bass amp's already up. Anytime you want, bring it. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. July 22, 2022 edition Wild Pedro Show. Special guest, Thor Harris. Hold tight for hour two. July 22, 2022. It's the second hour of the Wild Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, 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 can you feel it? It's warm to the touch, a real darling. Can you hear it speaking to us? For this is over 1,000 years old. Thank you so much, 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 thank you so much. Can you feel it? It's warm to the touch, a real diamond. Can you hear it speaking to us? Does it bring you, 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 does it bring you a lot of pleasure? A real treasure. The patina rubs love by many generations. For this is over 1,000 years old. Can you hear it speaking to us? Well, we're out of time. Thank you.
Opera. He's
from Boulder.
Yeah, he told me all of this interesting Colorado history. He said, my dad knew everything about Colorado history. And then he proceeded to tell me everything about Colorado history. And it's super interesting. The labor a huge part of the labor movement started here.
Absolutely.
With the Ludlow Massacre.
Sure.
And
I know about that.
Colorado's amazing. I've been coming
same
here
with Pedro. You know, Joe Hill lived in our town 2 years. Actually, in 1924, we also had Ku Klux Klan. They marched on the IWW hall here. 1924. What was the issue?
Wow.
Immigration. Threw acid on a couple little girls. Tarred and feathered some people. Yeah, a bunch of dicks with sheets on. It's not
fuck
just a certain
dudes.
Thing. You know, I had a friend from Mobile play in town Tuesday, and I had to tell him that because his daddy was saying, California, California. Look, it's all mixed up. No shortcuts on the truth. Look, we started off the second hour with day 9 of quarantine. This one had Brandon Eggleston, Marissa Nadler, Adam Harding again, and myself.
Yeah. Man, you know, so this one is really special. I toured with a guy that I love so much. He's just one of the greatest humans, tour managers, and sound men. And he toured with Swans when we had so much gear and we were such a pain in the ass, and he just rose above every single night. And he's just such a gentleman, such an inspiration. Brandon Eggleston.
Oh,
and then Marissa, I've met Marissa just a couple of times, and I just admired her and wanted to do something with her. And she asked me to put some tracks on something of hers. So I said,
you
hey,
bartered. It was a little barter job.
Man, we're doing a lot of that. That's how me and Zilla Jesus are.
No, I
are
think that's bitching. To me, that's the currency. That's the currency musicians thrive on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me tell the people what the other stuff they heard. We had Ben Salter from Tasmania with Antique Roadshow. Then we had the Bob Moses, Damon Smith duo. Bob Moses, incredible drummer man. Rock Kalam, Bob Moses. Cooled Off Flash. Then Emily Robb with Arrow. And finally, day 32 of the quarantine with Lawrence English, Stein, Janvin, Motland. Course, Thor Harris.
Oh, yeah, Stina. Her name's pronounced Stina.
Okay, Stina. Stina. So,
She's amazing. She's from Norway. She's like an opera singer, sort of like Diamanda Galas, but even weirder, like more animal sounds, and just like one of the most amazing vocalists I've ever heard. Probably. She's the most amazing vocalist I've ever heard, and I just ran into her touring at a festival in Netherlands, and heard her sing, and we've been friends ever since. She's just amazing. You should your listeners should check out her stuff too.
Okay, I'd love to have her board. So flow me info. Look, you only gave me 9 tunes, and I'm playing 11. So what I did, I found these 2 tunes that you did with Adam Harding in the past. And I want to play Circle of Trees.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank you. Where am I?
This is where you go when you die.
Thank you.
Bad. I didn't mean to make you sad. Keep
Hot for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Adam Harden and Thor Harris with the Circle of Trees. Then we had Sam Locke Ward out of Iowa City with the Arrival and Descent, the outro passage. Viv Coringham and Al Margolis out of Chester, New York with Voice Clarinet. Tina M. Howe and Just Nick with Donna and Tina. Mark Shippey and Alex Cunningham with One Way Stairs. And then another Adam Harden and Thor Harris. Understand, people, these ain't from Doom 2. They're a little before because I'm going to play all those nine tunes. But then I thought a couple of other ones with Brother Thor's collaborator, Adam Harden. This one was C major for Bonnie. Enlighten us, Brother Thor.
Well, okay, so me and Adam and a lot of other brilliant people made this record as a benefit record to help his friend Bonnie, who I've never met, but she's lovely, and she's an Australian, again, the Australian team.
Yep.
We made this record to raise money for her, and you can buy it on Joyful Noises.
Out of Indiana.
Yeah, you can buy it on Joyful Noise, and it's called Bonnie Rides With Us, and it's me and Adam and a lot of brilliant players, and it's just, I'm super proud of it. Adam just really shines on it, and
what better cause Bonnie to help your buddy, you know, and then you to help him helping her, bitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you something?
It's funny, like people who are from civilized countries don't realize when we get hurt or we get sick, we have a benefit concert or we make an album. Right. You know, it's a little bit confusing because she's from Australia where they actually have a healthcare system. But in America, we're always raising money to, you know, help someone pay their hospital bills for cancer or whatever.
I know it. It's ridiculous. Can I ask you something? When you were in the Swans, did you ever share that shift with Larry Mullins?
Oh yeah, me and Larry played in Angels of Light and Swans.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was like this kind of a more acoustics proj.
Yeah, I love Larry.
I think Larry did something with Michael just recently.
Yeah, he's been working on the Swans record, and I think that I saw you and Larry play in Poland with Iggy.
Right, well, Stooges. We helped Stooges. He did the last 2 years. Because Scotty got hurt. Yeah. He played with Ig solo stuff all through the 90s, you know, when he was coming out of Knoxville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Larry, he's a gem. What an inspiring musician.
I think right now he's helping Nick Cave.
Yeah, that's right. He plays with Nick Cave. He was playing keyboards with Nick Cave, and now he's playing drums. Because
the drummer's sick.
Yeah, the drummer's sick. Yeah. Larry's just such a virtuoso.
Yeah, a bitchin' guy. Really beautiful man. And we've done three tributes to the Stooges on 7-inch. For the Astor Brothers and Brother Steve. You know, three of them are gone now.
But
he's still out there. We just love Stooges so much. So, A Circle of Trees. Do you remember doing that with Adam?
Yeah, I do. But Adam, he's the one who gives it the title, and I haven't listened to it in a while, so I can't tell you too much that's interesting about A Circle of Trees.
Well, let me ask you this. When you and Adam work, who usually goes first?
You know what? Usually it's me. Usually I send him something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it worked on Doomed Up 2, but I'm certainly, you know, with other people.
No, I'm curious about this because the whole idea of improvised music, the big question, like, who goes first?
Yeah. That really makes it, like, say you, me, and two other people decided we're going to make some weird-ass instrumental improvisation record. An interesting approach might be that each person takes a turn going first, like
yes,
yeah, like you, like Mike Watt sends one out to the three of us, and then we put stuff on it, and then I send one out,
yeah,
and the other three, so it has been usually I'm sending stuff to Adam, but on some of these, I think, yeah, I just, I, Yeah, on some of these, I think Adam sent me something, and I put vibraphone, marimba, clarinet, and I have this baritone horn. It looks like a tuba. It's just,
yeah, I know baritone horn.
Yeah, I love
big
that.
Mouthpiece, a, big mouthpiece.
Big mouthpiece, yeah. I also have a French horn, which I'm terrible at, but
weird horn, mouthpiece. Baritone, weird
yeah,
mouthpiece. You know what? John Entwistle, there is a French horn solo on Pictures of Lily.
Really?
I would see you, Brother Thor, and he plays it.
Oh, my God. Of course
plays,
that guy can play.
I think he plays a little bit of French horn on that Rock and Roll Circus when they do a quick one with the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones wouldn't let it come out because the Who was so good.
Ain't that wow.
Yeah.
I love that a lot of us rock and roll people like started out in school band.
Yeah, well, I always ask that question when I'm interviewing somebody when at the start, because who knows how profound that might be.
I did. I mean, I started as I could already play piano a little bit, but I started taking drum lessons and school band.
School band. You know, where some school systems have given up, right? We don't need that shit. It's superfluous.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's ridiculous.
There's nothing worse than that. The whole premise behind the band Thor and Friends is like, bring the instrument that you played in school band. Don't bring your guitar or your drums or your bass. Bring that dusty old cornet.
Or like Sun Ra. I want you to play something you've never played.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour, July 22, 2022. This is Watt Peter's show, special guest, Thor Harris. Hold tight for our freak. July 22, 2022. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Rock for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with day 7 of quarantine. So that this one was early on. And this has got Christopher Pravdika.
Pravdika.
Sarah LaPuerta.
Oh, Sarah LaPuerta. So those are two of the most amazing people I've ever played with. Christopher Pravdika is the bass player for the Swans.
Right.
And he's a New Yorker.
He used to rap. I remember seeing him play one gig downtown L.A. He wrapped his starboard hand totally up with rags because he was just slamming into that bass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just a stellar human being and such an interesting musician. He has a great solo record out. I'm gonna try to think of the name it's under.
Please, because any solo bass I'm into. Hot Pursuit of Happiness with Tollum after that. Think again and again. Scrapers Papers with Mr. Papers. Miriam Gendron out of Quebec with Una Rose Poor Richard. And then Day 19 of Quarantine. This has got Daniel Raymier, Sarah LaPuerta again, and myself, Doris. Yeah.
Another Australian. Dan is a gentleman, sound engineer. I met him by working with Ben Frost.
Oh.
And he's just such a lovely dude.
And how'd you connect with Sarah LaPuerta?
Sarah LaPuerta, she is really the brains behind the band Thor and Friends.
Oh!
And she worked...
Is she Austin?
Yeah, she was born in New Orleans, but grew up in Austin. And she and I play on as much stuff as possible together. She's just such a brilliant musician, a hilarious human being. You know how I met her? Swans always had a merch girl traveling with us, and she was the merch girl. And she and I would ride in a van, and she turned me on to Aphrodite's Child and tons of great music that I didn't know about at the time. And so we would ride in that van, listen to music, and we had the equipment and the merch. The rest of the guys would be in the cigarette van, you know, music, the sad van. We were the happy van.
And what she end up playing on these songs?
She's a real good piano player. Wow. She can play anything that's laid out like a piano. She's also really great at singing. I think on that one, she and Jared Samuel, he's played with so many people, Yoko Ono and Chiba Mato and
Friend of Yuka Honda.
Jared and Sarah, I call her Goat, they did a bunch of vocoder vocals on that. And, man, I'm a sucker for vocoder. I think I never say, no, let's not put that vocoder track on there. I've never, ever said that.
Kraftwerk. Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Hey, Kraftwerk is my favorite band, Mike Watt. I saw them four times. Oh, my God. I've only seen them once. But
and, you know, they used electronic drums, but never sequencer. The guys actually played those things, little sliders, little sticks.
Wow, yeah.
Carl Baltos and Wolfgang Flur.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to see them once. I got a Kraftwerk. It was an 8-track tape when I was in about 8th grade. Man, just changed my life.
Yeah, I saw Man Machine, Pocket Calculator. And, what was the other one? There was one with only two of them. The drummers weren't in there. They had two guys who looked like Ralph. Now he's got three guys who look like Ralph. They call it Ralph work.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, Florian is the one that's still living, right?
No.
Ralph.
Yeah,
Ralph is
Florian.
The one that's still...
Yeah.
Yeah, Florian died, a year ago or something?
Yeah, something like that. Florian Schneider, yeah. There's that great record with just two of them, Ralph and Florian. The Pineapple Symphony. I go way back with them. Yeah, I was way into that shit as a kid, too. Look, you gave me this day 62, the quarantine. This is with Dan Hobb, Marina Tadic, and Adam Harden. Let's listen.
I never would have happened.
Quadrupedro Show. Last music for this edition. Started off the chunk with Day 62 of Quarantine. Then we had Seedman to the World with Rain. Cube with Ghoul and G. Sunk Heaven with Fallout's Parish. Victoria Shen spinning 3-in-1 record. Yeah, she puts different size records. She melts them together, and then she has styluses on all 5 of her fingernails, and she scratches that way. It's a trip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, incredible lady up in the Bay Area. At Alaska, Meskeg Mudsuck with 1981, and after that, Senor Salty Balls with You're Not Going to Get Paid in Full. Sorry, Eric B. and Rock Kim. Man, that was such a bitchin' song they did, though. Follow the Leader, Rock Kim. Oh, my God. And then finally, day 447 of the quarantine. This is Craig Ross, Zola Jesus, and Dorian Wood, Brother Thor Harris.
Wowie, yeah, that's a good one. Craig and I started making music together in Nacogdoches, Texas, in 1984, and had a band. We had a band in Austin from 87 to 91 called Stick People. We got some industry attention, but nothing much happened. But I love him to death and still work with him on tons of stuff. He produced Store and Friends 4, Craig Ross. Not the Craig Ross that plays with Lenny Kravitz. The other Craig Ross.
Okay.
Dorian. Oh, dude, I got to tell you how I met Dorian. So as I am wont, I was just sort of shit-talking on Twitter, and someone said, well, that reeks of white privilege. And I read it, and I thought, it kind of does. And that was Dorian. And I looked up their music and was like, holy shit, this person is cool-looking. Dorian looks sort of, I don't know, brown, native. You can't tell what, but it's just beautiful human, and I wrote back to them and said, hey, your music is amazing. If you ever want me to play on anything, I would be over the moon. And so Dorian sent me some stuff, and we're making a record together now, a whole record, and Dorian sang on this piece. And the funny thing is I sent it to Dorian and Nika, who is known as Zola Jesus,
right,
at the same time. But then because Dorian sang on it first, I then sent Nika an updated version so that they could sort of sing together. And Dorian had really, like, taken the reins and made it, you know, the song that it is. But I think it's the hit from that record.
But
not that I'll ever
have any part of it. Ain't that a trip, though? But ain't that a trip how something that seemed like a little blitz ended up being the fucking geo for a righteous proj?
Yes, absolutely. And Dorian, I can certainly take criticism. And white privilege is a disgusting thing that, you know, you grow up with it. Like, yeah, I'm able to do vandalism. I can write fuck Trump on a wall because I might spend a night in jail, but they're not going to shoot me. Well, that right there is white privilege.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know it because you grow up in it, and it's fucking real.
Too close to the trees to see the forest.
Yeah.
So Doom Dub 2 comes out today.
Yes, sir. Today is its birthday.
A Joyful Noise.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, people. JoyfulNoise.com. Check out Doom Dub number 2.
Love you, Mike Watt. Thanks so much for making this record.
Can I ask you, is there a Doom Dub 3 planned?
I'm just planning on coming to your house and doing some live tracking, and then we'll get started with it.
All right.
that's as far as I've gotten on the plan. We can think of like a lot of weird guests, many of whom may have nothing to do with dub. Usually, that's kind of more fun to like make somebody do the thing that they don't usually do.
Right. Do you remember the Pylon Band from Athens, Georgia, and their tune Dub?
I don't remember.
I'm going to send you. It's up on YouTube.com. The bass part is one note, but it's a bitchin' note.
Man, for a little tiny town, we have so much to thank Athens for.
Absolutely. Athens, you know why? Because it was a frat school. And like any farmer would tell you, if you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. So I said, bring it, motherfuckers. Brother Thor, thank you so much for being on. I can't wait till you come to Pedro and we start throwing down the jams.
Yeah, we're gonna give you all Doomed Up 3 okay. In, I don't know, a year or two.
Okay, bitch. People, it's been July 22, 2022. This is why Pedro Show, keep your powder dry.